Blog Talk Radio.
This is John. Welcome to my study in the book of James. Now, James was Jesus' half-brother. And this was written, this book of James was written 10 years before the epistles of Paul was written. So more than likely, Paul had a copy of this book of James, and he did a wonderful job expanding on it and describing the law of liberty. So I'll go ahead and start here. James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, and he is unstable in all his ways. In the first 8 verses, we see that this letter is addressed to the 12 tribes, which are of Israel that are scattered abroad. But it's also available to the Gentiles, because the Gentiles and the Jews have become one body. Now, there's different types of trials that we go through, and most of them include the types that break us of our own self-sufficiency and place us in a dependency upon God. We're positioned in Christ, and we are his body now. Being that fact, we have no doubt. We don't need to reason around it. And when we ask of the Lord, we will get what we will according to his will. Okay, now verse 9. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with the burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man will also fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to those who love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when the desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. So the lowly brother, he's brought low by his crucifixion with Christ at the cross. But the man that ignores the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ, and is filled with pride, is in trouble, and will lose everything that he has, because it's all temporary. So blessed is the man who endures the temptation, the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. those that are committed to him does not tempt us. God has no evil in him to tempt us with, but it is our own desires that draw us away from him and gives birth to sin. Do not be deceived. The only thing that God has for us is love. And Paul does a wonderful job of describing this in Romans chapter 7 and 8. Well, 6, 7, and 8. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Well, who's that word? Well, that word is the one that came down as the perfect gift from the Father. That word and that truth is Jesus Christ. And we are the first fruits of his creatures because we've been buried, crucified, and resurrected with him. Knowing that fact, we should be slow to speak and just cut out all the reasoning and the anger and because it doesn't produce any righteousness. Lay aside all filthiness and receive with meekness the implanted word, implanted in us that receive him. Verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart. This one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this: to visit orphans, widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So, to be a doer or not a hearer, you know, we continue to meditate in the word, to stay in the word, to keep ourselves in the word, anchored in the word, not to forget what we've heard, but to continue in the word. And he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. Well, Paul does a great job of describing the law of liberty in Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8. And it's freedom in Christ Jesus through the cross. Then James goes on and says, if any man thinks he's religious or spiritual and bridles not his tongue, he's useless. Bridles his tongue from what? From vain words. Vain words that are against God. And true spirituality is to visit orphans, support children that have no support, widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself spotted from the world. And that's James chapter 1. Thank you for joining me today in my study. Until next time, we'll do James chapter 2. And until next time, may God bless you.